Welcome to the University of Limerick Research Impact podcast series. I'm your guest host, Christy Sir. More and more people are looking to technology as a way to track personal health and fitness. Whether it's counting our steps or monitoring sleep habits, new technologies are enabling us to take a personal look at our health and well-being in ever-evolving ways. Today we are joined by Dr. Michelle Norris, a Marie Curie Fellow at the University of Limerick, who will be sharing how her current project, BreastTech, is helping breast cancer survivors and patient groups to use technology platforms to increase physical activity at various stages of treatment and recovery. This work is part of a larger cohort of researchers in ALEX, a Marie Curie co-fund program coordinated by LIRO, the Irish Software Research Centre. It is one of three Marie Curie co-fund programs hosted by the University of Limerick. All co-funds focus on championing cutting-edge research and equipping the next generation of innovators with topics that include smart manufacturing, process engineering, and software research. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, Christy. Thanks for having me.
Very good. Michelle, we just start off with a little bit about your own background. Your background is in sports biomechanics, which is interested in understanding the movement of the body with a view to improve performance and reduce a risk of injury. What inspired you to look at the engagement levels for physical activities among breast cancer patient groups?
Well, I guess, as you said, my background was looking at performance, whether it was sports or related to injury, and it was high level or it was kind of recreational. It didn't really matter. It was looking at how the body moved, getting people active and how they performed. So that was, I guess, a primary interest. And then before I took this position, my last position was as a postdoc in the research group in breast health in the University of Portsmouth in the UK. So I guess there, while I was still looking at the body and its performance, it was more focused around breasts. And we did everything from breast pain to breast education to breast movement to breast support garments. But the whole time we'd always be asked about what were we doing about breast cancer? Were we looking at activity levels? Were we looking at breast cancer patients? And we just didn't have the manpower. It was just a topic we couldn't cover. But it began to get me thinking about this population and about how we could impact their lives, I guess. So then when I put my kind of all of that background together, a lot of the work I'd done previously was in technology in relation to performance. So it kind of became a natural project. It kind of just evolved. So it just kind of became an opportunity, really.
Great. And talking about technology, the pace of technology is fast. But understanding the complex needs of a patient group can sometimes take years of research, as you've just said there. What are the immediate goals of BreastTech?
Yeah, so as you said, while we're interested in kind of maybe creating a technology, as we create one, something else gets created. It moves very fast, and we need to be realistic about how much we can do within this fellowship. So it's 2 years, and we want to make as much impactful research, I guess, as we can. So for a start, what we're looking at is doing interviews with stakeholders of breast cancer patients and survivors. So that could be their family members, it's their doctors, the nurses, anybody who interacts in their life and that has kind of a view on maybe how we can get them more active, what technology might help, what technology could we change or adapt. So we're going to do those interviews, see what the barriers are to physical activity, and again, see if there's technologies they think that would be great. That'd be really helpful for getting us active or getting maybe our wives or whoever they know that have breast cancer, getting them active. So that's one of the immediate goals. As well as that, this is a really patient focused project. So a lot of it will be about, at the moment, getting together an advisory committee for the project, so that they can actually have a say in how the project unfolds. So do they think this is worthwhile? What way do they think we should be doing the research? It's really important in health research now to focus on the patient. So we're building up that advisory committee as well at the moment. And then recently we just got awarded funding from the Irish Cancer Society. So we got a research engagement award, which we're going to be doing a project called, we're going to be using Photo Voice. So that's going to be bringing in breast cancer patients and survivors, again, all the stakeholders involved, and getting them to tell us about what they think about physical activity and technology, but through the medium of photography. So they'll go out, we'll teach them about what Photo Voice is about, then they'll go out and take photos. So it could be something like, if they're really having seen the impacts of fatigue, it could be lying on a sofa. That's how they can't go up and be physically active because they're so fatigued from the impact of breast cancer. Or it could be something like them walking on the beach and that's their outlet. They love to be physically active. So it'll be really interesting to see what themes come out of that project. And it's going to be a lovely way to engage with breast cancer stakeholders. So they're kind of our really immediate goals. And then we're also going to get some baseline measures of how physically active breast cancer patients and survivors are. At the moment, we're probably going to look at breast cancer patients who have just finished their treatment. It's kind of the first 4 to 5 months out of treatment, kind of from that period from when they finish to when they're told to go back into their kind of normal lifestyle. Because over the 2 years, we just need to be realistic about the different groupings and how many people we can impact. So I see this as being a longer term project overall, but they're kind of the immediate goals for a start now.
That sounds very interesting. I mean, especially such a worldwide issue that has so many complex and diverse stakeholders. How did you select the University of Limerick as this part of the journey?
Yeah, I guess this project is going to be heavily software and technology focused. Whilst we're looking at breast cancer patients, that we needed a grouping that had researchers embedded in that process, that they've done this kind of research in healthcare before and they know the processes. And so Liro really gives us that foundation. And then just picking out like principal investigators that are really strong in the field. So Professor Ita Richardson is really embedded in healthcare. And then UL itself has really good connections with the University of Limerick Hospitals and the HSE. So again, that's going back to this patient focus. And then having the opportunity to come in on the Alex Co-Fund project was amazing. It is a training program, so it embeds or it enables me to become a better researcher, to do this project at a better level. And I think that's really important, that you're not doing research for research's sake, but that's going to be impactful and you're going to do it to the kind of highest level.
And I think that's a really important piece there, that being a researcher today has a lot of complex components. It's the research, but also a lot of other skills. And one aspect of Marie Curie across its programs is to provide researchers with transferable skills like science communication to help kind of spread the word about the impact of your research, as you've discussed there. Are there any aspects of your training as part of the Alex program that you've already seen have been able to connect you to the non-technical groups, including patients?
Yeah, the Alex program is great. It is a massive training program really for us, and it's given us loads of opportunities to develop ourselves as researchers. And I've only been in it a few months and we've already done like a summer school on communication, because as much as we could all do great research, the ability to translate that research to a wider audience and to the public is where you get the impact. So learning about different ways of doing it, so mediums such as infographics and using social media channels like Twitter and Facebook, there's ways and means of doing this correctly and being able to translate your research. So we've done some work on those. And then we've also had training in scientific speaking, but thinking about things like your body language and your eye contact. Simple things like that, if you're going out to the public and you're trying to translate a really complicated maybe piece of research into something that's understandable, that they can understand and they can see how it impacts their lives. Little things like how you move around the stage or being able to interact with the whole audience if it's a big audience and catching the eye of one or two people. So we've learned little skills like that that we mightn't have known before and that are so simple when you think about them, but they're nearly habits that you have to embed into the way you present now. So I think something like that is invaluable when you're a researcher, because again, it's all about translating your research to the public.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so for those listening, Michelle, what can be done to encourage patients and survivors to stay active as possible?
Well, I guess even just picking up on what you said there, the key is to be as active as possible. So breast cancer is going to impact breast cancer patients, survivors, their lives in a multitude of different ways, and every person is not going to be the same. So to go out and say, well, you need to do 10,000 steps every day, or you need to do weights 3 times a week, I don't think that is realistic to everyone. So the key is to be as active as possible. On days where you're feeling good, encourage them to get up and go do a walk, go down to the beach, go for a walk, do something that they enjoy. To get engaged with what you enjoy is really important. And then, because again, this is October is a key month for it, there'll be different opportunities. So there'll be the opportunities to do coffee mornings and things. So if they want to go to a coffee morning for breast cancer, and then a walk as well, embedded into kind of different events. And there'll be a lot of runs on I know there's one in Dublin and Kilkenny, something like that, which is kind of embedded in what they're going through as well. And they can connect with different people. And what I've seen on kind of with breast cancer survivors is something like dragon boat racing, dragon boat paddling. I've been out on the dragon boat as well. And something like that is a great asset for them, because it's breast cancer survivors all together. It's kind of a unique sport. You can have their family and friends can kind of do it if they want as well. And it's something different. And being on the water, people love being on the water. It's just something completely different outside of their day-to-day activities. So it's just about being as active as possible and doing stuff that you enjoy.
That's excellent advice and a great opportunity to engage at any level, as you said, as best as you can. Thanks, Michelle, and very best of luck with the project.
Thanks very much for having me.
You have been listening to Dr. Michelle Norris from the University of Limerick. This research is supported by the Alex Marie Curie Fellowship Programme, co-funded by Science Foundation Ireland through its research centre LIRO and the European Union. If you would like to find out more about Michelle's research or research impact at the University of Limerick, please visit our website at www.ul.ie/researchimpact.